perfect love. And I look at me, give me eyes to see the image of God. Second guess you, I never doubt your hand. When I see the sunrise in the sky, so why is it I question and fail to understand?
And we're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus, and believe it or not, folks, we actually
unbelievable.
The host,
the party crasher.
.net. It happened to stop in with us. Monique, you know, she loves Steve Seiler so much. That's the reason she came back.
It wasn't
because of us. It was because of Steve Seiler.
I am such a Steve fan. Everything, we had this little seminar. I'm sure you guys talked about that. Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he was saying, I'm like, amen, preach. He's so on target. I love that he knows what God's voice sounds like and that he not only listens to it, but obeys it. That's the hard part. So every time he was saying stuff, I'm like, yes, go.
So we want to spend some time talking about creativity, but let me just start back a little earlier. Talk about songwriting. Somebody wants to be a songwriter, and I know it relates to other arts and things, but can you tell, you know, some encouraging word or some pointers if somebody wants to become
a songwriter?
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the most challenging but useful things that was ever said to me was I took some songs to pitch to a publisher right here in Los Angeles, and I thought, I'm ready. I got three or four songs here. These are really good. And when I played the songs, and he's kind of like nodding his head, like he might be enjoying them. And when the four songs were over, he said, "How much time a day do you spend writing?" I was like, and you know when somebody asks you a question, and you can tell that on your face you're already answering their question in a way you don't want to, like deer in the headlights style, and you're going to make something up, and they already know you're going to make something up because it's obvious by your face that you don't have an answer. 3 hours. I mean, I don't remember what I said, but he knew I was bluffing, and he said, "Writers write."
Yeah.
He said, if you're not spending several hours a day at the writer's desk, then you're wasting my time and yours.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I guess I was just busted. And you know what? It was the truth. And I was working full-time at that time at A&M Records. I was just, you know, poster boy down in the, you know, in the warehouse. But I thought, if I'm serious about doing this, I need to put in the time. So I scheduled to write 18 hours a week.
Nice.
So I wrote 2 hours a day when I got home, and I wrote all day Saturday, every week. And my girlfriend still married me, praise the Lord.
Huh.
Yeah. But that's how I honed the craft. I started treating it like a job, and eventually it paid me like one.
Nice.
Not everybody, of course, is called to be a professional songwriter. In fact, most people aren't.
Absolutely.
Most aren't.
And as Grant Cunningham used to say, you know, becoming a professional songwriter, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than becoming a professional songwriter. And being struck by lightning feels better. but the point is, even if you want to do it as ministry, and even if you want to do it as just sort of something you enjoy and have it and do it at a level that actually blesses others, you need to put in the time. You need to take it seriously.
And can I just say, that was actually kind of freeing hearing you say that at the seminar, because I know that's not one of my strengths. And I've heard from people, you know, where's the album? Are you writing your songs? And I've felt this pressure, and I don't feel that's one of my gifts. I know my strong suits, and I don't think that's one of them. So hearing you say that actually was relief to me.
Yeah, and that you can do it at different levels.
Exactly.
Not everybody has to be a professional songwriter.
Well, and going back to what you said, Steve, if that is a burning desire, you are first witness of, if you're going to do it, you got to put in the time. You got to exercise that skill. And
yes, and I say to people about writing, if you can do anything else and be happy, do it.
Yeah. Mm.
This is not writing is a painful experience.
Yeah.
And those who write, who are going to be writers, they do it because they can't not do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
When I don't write, I actually feel it physically.
Wow. Mm.
I'm trying to think of a word other than constipation. but when I don't write, I feel ill.
Yeah.
And that's me with singing. Like if I have to be really quiet for a certain amount of time, I'm like, I'm going to explode.
Exactly. You know? And that's how you should feel as a writer. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that burning, I've got to speak this in you, then maybe you're not a writer. That doesn't mean that you're not creative, though.
Right.
I mean, I think what people do is they think, well, here are the ways I can be creative. I can be a songwriter, I can be a singer, or, you know, or I can be an artist. There is an infinite possibility of the ways that people can be creative. Look at the world God created. Look at all the different things that were created. And God created all of us, and so we're created in God's image. Then obviously we are creators.
We speak in our language.
Go.
You know?
Well, and can I also say, at the beginning of your seminar, I just appreciated that you started off saying, sometimes you just have to write a song because it's for you and because you need to express it and it's something therapeutic for yourself. And so I appreciate you even kind of just stating that at the beginning. You know, maybe that's not your gift, but maybe God needs you to express that creatively in a time that you're in.
So. Sure. I mean, I talked about creative sorbet. You know, just doing something that cleanses the palate. Sometimes you just got to get something out of your system. It doesn't mean that it has to now be recorded by a megastar. Mm-hmm. Right. If Dion doesn't cut it, you're a failure. You know, we talked about writing a song about a toaster. Just from the perspective of a toaster, just try some things that loosen you up. Have fun with it. You know, writing, obviously, writing Christian stuff, it's very serious business. It's a really serious responsibility because you're presupposing to speak for the Lord. Okay, mm-hmm. that's a weighty thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it needs to be done prayerfully, and it needs to be approached. I mean, it's holy ground. It's sacred ground that you're stepping onto. So you can't take it frivolously. But that doesn't mean you can't have frivolous writing exercises kind of going, whoa, 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 you know, so that when you're ready to take it on, you've gotten some of that other stuff out of your system so that you can also enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Enjoy. Yep. Imagine that. Enjoy the gifts God gave you. What?
And so I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Worship Factory Show. We're on KKLA 99.5 FM. We're talking about the creative arts in the Christian community. We're talking with Steve Seiler. This is just a really great session that we're having here, but I want to kind of push towards a direction here. And people that are creative, how do they discover? How do they get there? And especially for you, because even though you were working in the industry and being creative, it wasn't what God necessarily called you to.
Well, I'd like to speak, in answering that question, I'd like to speak to the fact that I accepted Christ at the age of 16. Mm. I asked God for the first time what I ought to be doing with my life at the age of 32.
Mm. Wow.
That's a decade and a half where I just repeatedly banged my head on the wall saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. I think the most important thing for anyone to do, with creative energy or with any other endeavor that they might take on, if they are a believer, I think they need to start by saying, God, what do you have for me?
Wow.
What did you create? What did you create me to do?
Yep.
How can I honor you and bless others and reach my full potential? How can I do that? And to seek that. And I think that everybody, and I said this at the workshop, and I'm going to say it here too. If your listeners, if they don't have a mission statement for their lives, they need to create one.
Yeah.
You need to start. You need to start by that way. You have something that you can live out of and lean into.
Yeah,
a mission statement would be like.
For me, it was, you know, I was writing these songs for. I was trying to become a hit pop songwriter. I was writing songs for radio, and I'm going to confess it on the air. I wrote a song for Chippendales. I was so desperate to make money as a songwriter. I took that gig.
I love that cartoon too.
The point being that after I had this experience where I felt nothing from my own work, I was able to create this mission statement that my work will reflect the healing and compassionate nature of Jesus. If it doesn't do that, it's not my work. So then when I get a call from somebody, hey, will you write the jingle for Budweiser? I can say, you know what? I don't need to even think about that.
Yeah.
That's not my work to do. So if you're a creative person and you're trying to figure out where you're supposed to be going with that, ask God to help you create a mission statement. And you can, as you live out of that, you know, it's not that you can't adjust as you go, because you keep seeking God in the process, and God will show you where you're supposed to be heading with all of this.
That's great.
I like this guy.
And we are listening to Steve Seiler in studio at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio. And, you know, it's amazing. You can go to musicforthesoul.org, and if you want to get in contact with Steve and you actually reach out to him, and you songwriters out there, you aspiring musicians that are looking for music or whatever it is or want to know a little bit more, obviously Steve is a guy, a Dove Award-winning multi music credits to his catalog. I mean, pretty extensive. But anyway, get online, get connected. Just amazing body of work, and continues to do it, and he's doing it for the love of the Lord. And now it's a ministry that God has put on his heart and continues to do out there. It's just really, really incredible.
It's powerful. I can't emphasize enough that at musicforthesoul.org, these CDs, you may be going through something, and you maybe read something, maybe you've even gotten counseling. Mm-hmm. The music that God has given to Steve and the other writers, artists, and singers, and producers, everybody, is amazing because it touches someplace in you that nothing else will. And I really invite you to get involved with that.
You know, you may know somebody, too, which is really important. You may know someone out there that you yourself know what they're going through. Maybe it's a cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor, that you want to be the salt and light for them and the hands and feet for them. And I would encourage you to get online, get one of these CDs, give it to them without a doubt. And we are in studio with Steve Seiler from musicforthesoul.org. And this is Worship Factory Radio, KKLA 99.5. We'll be right back with more Steve Seiler.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow